Welcome to the Goddess Divine podcast. Join me as I unveil the stories of goddesses from across time and cultures. We will dive deep into the archetypes and energies that these goddesses embody, and we'll explore the practical applications of goddess wisdom in our daily lives. We'll discuss how to connect with the divine feminine through rituals, meditation, creative expression, and acts of conscious living. Whether you're a seasoned practitioner of goddess spirituality or just beginning your journey, this podcast is for you. What was it like to be a Vestal Virgin and a priestess of the goddess Vesta in ancient Rome? There were a lot of upsides. You could own property. You could have a semblance of independence. You could actually vote. And at times you could interfere with somebody else's potential execution, saving them from some form of barbaric punishment. But there were a lot of downsides too to worshiping the goddess Vesta. As a woman, you had to maintain your maidenhead for at least 30 years. If you were caught violating your vows of chastity, you could be buried alive, you could be publicly executed or whipped. While these punishments were very harsh, there were very strong reasons as to why the Vestals were expected to maintain their vow of celibacy throughout the Roman Empire. Today, we're going to be talking about the goddess Vesta. 2 years ago, I wrote a small fiction book on the Vestal Virgins, who were the sacred priestesses of Vesta in ancient Roman society. I wrote a love story about one of the Vestals and her secret relationship with the gladiator. It took a few months to research and write it, but I was pretty satisfied with the final piece. Little did I know that I was connecting to the goddess Vesta while I spent my time researching her and studying her priestesses. When I meditated during that time, I saw fire, huge erupting flames. At other times, an elder woman would approach me, but I was really unsure of what was occurring at the time. About 1 to 2 weeks after I published this book, I was driving around trying to find an apartment complex, and I was stopped at a light. I looked to my left, and there was an apartment complex there, but the name of the complex was Vesta. What a coincidence, right? Wrong. When you start researching and learning about a goddess, their energy enters your space. Even though you may be unaware, you are silently invoking their energy, even if you aren't intentionally doing it verbally. This brings us to the topic today of the wonderful goddess Vesta. Vesta is primarily known as the Roman goddess of the hearth, representing the fire that burned in the household hearth and symbolizing the warmth and safety of the home. Vesta's presence was invoked during meals, during gatherings, and during family ceremonies to foster unity and harmony within households. However, her role extended beyond domestic life. She was venerated as the guardian of the city and guardian of the state, with its perpetual flame and her temple symbolizing the very heart of Rome and embodying its vitality and endurance. Vesta was associated with this eternal flame that was kept burning in her temple in the Roman Forum. And this flame was considered crucial for the well-being and protection of Rome. And it was believed that as long as the fire burned, the city and its people would be protected and safeguarded. The legend of Vesta and her sacred flame involves her interactions with Prometheus, the Titan, who defied the gods by gifting fire to humanity. So as the story goes, Prometheus gifted Vesta with a radiant flame, representing the warmth of a hearth that endures. In gratitude for this divine offering, Vesta made a solemn vow of chastity and devoted herself entirely to maintaining the eternal flame's vitality and upkeep. Promethea's gift not only ignited the physical fire within her temple, but it also instilled the spiritual significance of the hearth. Vesta's pledge of purity symbolized her commitment to preserving the sacredness of the flame, making it a reflection of her unwavering dedication to the Roman community and its welfare. Vesta's sacred flame was tended to by the Vestal Virgins, a group of priestesses who served the goddess of the hearth. The Vestals had a prestigious and respected role. They were responsible for maintaining the sacred flame and performing various religious rituals. The Vestals, who were the priestesses of the goddess Vesta, they were trained to oversee the sacred fire of Rome for a 30-year period of service. And during this 30-year period of service, the priestesses were expected to make sure that this fire continuously burned, and they were expected to maintain their maidenhead throughout their tenure for this 30-year period. The priestesshoods were widely revered in ancient Roman society, and they were highly respected. They were responsible for keeping the fire of Rome burning for at least 1,000 years. Now, the Vestal Virgins, they were responsible also for various rites and for various ceremonies, always with the intention of ensuring that the flame of Vesta never went out. They played a huge role in various state rituals, and they were involved in ceremonies of purification and offerings. The priestesses did enjoy many privileges, which included the right to vote and own property. And they were entrusted with state documents and were essential to religious ceremonies. A prominent festival that celebrates the goddess of the hearth is the Vestalia or Vestalia, a multi-day event dedicated to venerating Vesta and upholding the sanctity of the hearth. During this period, the Vestal Virgins performed meticulously crafted rituals to purify the temple and maintain the eternal flame. After their 30-year service to the state, the priestesses could retire. They were afforded even more benefits and were allowed to marry if they so desired. With that said, Vestals were subject to harsh punishments if they broke the law of celibacy, or even if they allowed the fire to go out, or even if they snuck out of the temple after curfew. There are several documented names of Vestal Virgins from ancient Roman history, and their names are recorded in historical texts and inscriptions, so you can find them online if you're interested. But we do know that three Vestals violated their vows of chastity and were charged with corrupting themselves, which is, of course, corruption against the Roman state. Their names were Aemilia, Marcia, and Licinia, and they were executed under the reign of the Emperor Domitian. Now, the most notable Vestal, Chief Vestal Cornelia, was accused of violating her oath and, of course, being unchaste. She was subject to one of the most ancient punishments for the Vestals, that being buried alive. Being a Vestal was serious business, and if you were chosen, you were clearly aware of what that life would look like for at least 30 years. While Vesta was honored in public rituals and ceremonies, her worship also had a private dimension where the hearth fire in individual homes was seen as a reflection of her divine presence. Families would make offerings to her for protection. They would get together in unity and make offerings to her for blessings. Vesta's role as the guardian of the hearth made her a symbol of purity, stability, and continuity. Her presence was essential for the well-being of both individual families and, of course, of the Roman state. The portrayal of Vesta in artistic depictions is often characterized by a sense of tranquility and dignity, with her symbolic attributes embodied in the form of flowing robes, which represented modesty and purity. Her nurturing and comforting character, combined with an unwavering commitment to her role as a guardian of the household sanctity, embodied the Roman virtuous matron. Vesta's selflessness and commitment to the community epitomized the Roman philosophy of collective well-being. By prioritizing the needs of the society above her own, she exemplifies the spirit that connects families and individuals around the communal hearth. This self-sacrificing trait resonates with the Roman ideal of harmony and unity, where each member contributes to the greater good. Vesta's traits embody the nurturing, selfless, and virtuous aspects that anchor the Roman way of life. Vesta can be described as the goddess of sacred fire that protects the people who gather around her. Hers is the hearth fire, the fire of home, of families, of tribes, and of united peoples. Her fire is pure, sterile, and incorruptible. As it is clean, it cleanses, it sterilizes, it purifies. She is a goddess of sacred fire and a goddess of the earth, for fire lies at the center of the earth. Aside from the ritual hearth fire of homes and united communities, she is also associated with bakers, bread, donkeys, and virginity, which was perhaps regarded as the very high point of sacred ritual purity. Vesta is still celebrated today. Vestalia is still observed in Rome, and the last day of Vestalia is spent purifying the rooms that pay tribute to Vesta. Vesta is honored in the home by cleaning the hearth and kitchen, any area where fire is kindled and goods are prepared. Vesta is associated with the donkey. Donkeys were used in mills to help turn the millstones, and Vesta was honored by bakers because of her dedication to the fire. This made donkeys highly favored amongst the Romans. She is also associated with donkeys due to an attempt on her chastity by the gods Neptune and Apollo. Similar to the Hestia story, which we will review during Hestia section, a nearby donkey witnessed the advances of these two gods and awoke Vesta, alerting her about the gods nearby and their malicious intentions. This saved Vesta and allowed her to protect her chastity, and therefore donkeys are also honored in her name. Why would you today want to connect with Vesta? Connecting with Vesta can help individuals foster a sense of comfort, a sense of harmony, and protection within their very home environment. Her energy can be used to bless and consecrate the home, ensuring that it remains a place of peace and spiritual nourishment. Vesta's influence can strengthen family relationships and promote a nurturing atmosphere, enhancing the overall well-being of family members. As the goddess of the hearth, Vesta symbolizes the inner sanctum of the soul, and working with her can help individuals create a sense of inner peace and emotional stability, much like the calm and the warmth of a well-tended hearth. Vesta's association with the sacred flame represents the inner light of spiritual focus and dedication. Connecting with her can help individuals maintain clarity of purpose and devotion in their spiritual practices. She is closely linked to rituals and the maintenance of sacred spaces. Invoking her energy can enhance the effectiveness and sincerity of spiritual rituals and ceremonies. Vesta's energy can inspire a personal growth and self-discipline. Her guidance may be sought to develop qualities such as resilience, responsibility, and self-improvement. If you wish to connect with Vesta, you can light a candle, you can offer small plates of food to Vesta, you can light incense, you can also offer her milk. You can invoke her even at your household shrine if you have one. And you can place small statues or images or figurines of donkeys on her altar and again offer her a piece of bread. Connecting with Vesta offers a way to invite warmth, harmony, and spiritual focus into one's life. Her presence can inspire growth can inspire healing and a deeper appreciation for the sacred aspects of the home and personal sanctuary.